my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 259 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. It is the first Monday of a new month, November 2019, if you are listening in real time. And that means it's time for Two is Greater Than One with my friend Tyler Heath Hatton of Stride Pro Wrestling. And we will get to our conversation in just a few minutes. We're talking about Curly, professional wrestler from here in Southern Illinois, and some of the medical issues he is facing, and a big benefit show coming up on Saturday night, December 7th. I hope if you are in the area, you can make it out and support that cause. But another cause that is very near and dear to me right now is the Stride Pro Wrestling My 1-2-3 Cents Action Figure Drive, the Wrestling Action Figure Drive. I totally stole this idea from Zack Ryder and from Curt Hawkins on their podcast, the Major Wrestling Figure Pod. They do a toy drive. They did a toy drive last year. I modeled ours after theirs, but obviously on a much smaller scale. This year, I'm ramping things up a little bit and going to be doing it all month long, all through November and into the first part of December. The incentive this year is an autographed Four Horsemen poster. My buddy Chad Smart of the Positive Cynicism Podcasting Network, hashtag PCPN, donated to that poster. He went last year and was able to meet all five members of the Four Horsemen that are in the WWE Hall of Fame. It's Barry Windham, it's Tully Blanchard, it's Arn Anderson, it's James J. Dillon, and of course, the leader, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, all autographed this poster. So here's how you can get involved. If you don't live in Southern Illinois and you're not close enough to drop off a donation or meet me somewhere with a donation, it's simple. You can PayPal, or if you want to write a check out old school style, whatever you want to do, for every $5 that is donated, for every toy that is donated, you are automatically entered in for a drawing. So if you send me $25, you get five entries. And you can PayPal kevinhuntsberger@gmail.com. And this is all in the write-up as well if you need to go back and take a look. But if you PayPal me, I am taking all of that money, every penny of it. I'll cover the taxes on it and pay or go to Five Below where they have a huge quantity of WWE action figures. So we're going to make Christmas a little brighter. My goal is 250 action figures or wrestling-related toys to donate to the Carbondale Toys for Tots program, which covers, the location is in Carbondale, but they cover all of Southern Illinois. So I'm excited that we're going to reach out again this year. Last year, we had around 100 or so items donated, and it was all kinds of toys. This year, though, I would like to focus on wrestling action figures and keep it true to that cause of spreading our fandom to young people here in Southern Illinois. Some kids, you know, I always took for granted when I had my allowance or Christmas or a birthday came up and we went to the local Kmart or we went to Walmart or wherever the store may have been, Toys R Us or Toy Chest or whatever it was, KB, I could get an action figure, an LJN, and I know that that is not the case for everyone. So that's why I want to do this. So if you can help out, it would be greatly appreciated. Again, we are aiming to collect 250 toys. You can send me a direct message through Facebook or Instagram or Twitter if you have any questions or if you have a donation you'd like to drop off and we can meet somewhere, or if you need to mail something to me, we can do that as well. So That being said, I mentioned Chad Smart of the Positive Cynicism Podcasting Network. Check out his new shows, new format and whatnot. He is over on all now. I believe he's on all the listening apps. Podbean is the home base for him, but you can also now get him on Apple Podcast. I finally was able to download that, so check out PositiveCynicism.com for more details. Of course, here at Jittery Monkey, Greg Mahochko is running the ship and has the Five Heart podcast that is beating strong, as well as Nerds United. Check out the Jittery Monkey Facebook page. Like it. Follow Twitter. We like to post things throughout the week and kind of keep engaged with our listeners and with the folks out there. So if you have ideas or suggestions for podcasts or whatnot, throw them out there as well. Of course, there's the Skullbuster WrestleCast. Tom Skull was on last week as a guest, as we did Wrestling Under the Influence. He and his brother Jason host that show, which usually drops on Thursday evenings. And he also, Tom that is, has a podcast called Tom and Jim's Top 5. And he and his partner in crime, Jim Doubt, break down the world of pop culture and intervals of five. So check that out. They always have some great and entertaining list for sure. Want to also throw a shout out to our friends over in Cape Girardeau, the Podzilla. Shannon is a big Godzilla fan, hence the Podzilla 1985 podcasting network over there. They have a ton of shows throughout the week. Pro Wrestling Unscripted drops on Wednesday nights, so you can check those guys out as well. And of course here, again, circling it back to Jittery Monkey and myself, there is ProWrestlingTees.com/my123cents. You can pick up a Stride Pro Wrestling t-shirt. There are also a couple of Mondo shirts out there, one Christmas design that I guess is relevant once again now that it is the holiday season. And I'm hoping that around Black Friday, once again, Pro Wrestling Tees will do another sale, and you can save some cash then and still get it in time for Christmas. Want to also mention Collar and Elbow. Collar and Elbow brand has lots of great wrestling t-shirts. They're very comfortable. In fact, I was wearing my Mean Gene one last night, and this morning my wife was like, man, that t-shirt is soft. So check out Collar and Elbow. Use the promo code MY123CENTS and you will save 10%. And I got to tip a hat to Jeff Hulke, who is the biggest supporter of the MY123CENTS venture over with Collar and Elbow. But I've had a lot of friends who have supported it. So get out there and show some support for local indie wrestling, whether it's buying the merchandise from the wrestlers who are set up or from podcasters like myself. I know Dalton Anthony also has a store over on Collar and Elbow with Podzilla 1985. I'm not sure what his code is, but check him out and take a look, take a listen to these other podcasts as well. And let's support each other and build things up as we gear up here at My123cents for the 5-year anniversary of this very podcast in December. So working on some things for that as well. Hopefully you'll be around to listen to that, share the love. And after the break, we will be back with Heath Hatton talking more about our friend Dan Curly Summers.
It's time for school, but you're not going to be saved by this bell. Established in 2016, Stride Pro Wrestling trainers have put their years of experience to help train the next generation of professional wrestlers. Nearly a dozen students have graduated and are now making a name for themselves, not only here at Stride Pro Wrestling, but beyond. Our athletes aren't locked into any long-term contracts. So if you want to train, use your head and contact Stride Pro Wrestling today. It's training you'll flip for. So kick your future into high gear now.
Everyone, as promised, I am joined once again this month by Heath Hatton of Stride Pro Wrestling. Heath, as we record this episode, we are now the former Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for that. So you screwed that up for everybody that was in love with the baby oil connection.
There you go. It was a fun time. It was a fun run. And I got to tell you, over the weekend, I was with some friends from college, and
the number one thing that I was asked, and I'm not making this up, was, when are you going to wrestle again? Because we want to come and watch. And so, and everybody kept asking about my quote-unquote wrestling career. And obviously, for now, I'm going to be, you know, focusing on announcing with Stride and all the fun stuff involved with that. But, you know, as they say never. So you never know what may come up down the road.
Oh, you'll wrestle again. So you're like the Undertaker. We'll just, like, make you, like, or Goldberg, maybe.
There you go. I don't mind that comparison. So, kind of a important, it's not kind of important, it's a very important show coming up, our next show on Saturday, December 7th. Tell me a little bit, though, about how all this came about, because it's called Resurrection, All-American Pro Wrestling, Stride Pro Wrestling, putting on a joint production of sorts, all in honor of a man that you hold very dear to you in Curly, Dan Summers, who also, you know, fans know him as Curly here in Southern Illinois. So what's going on exactly with Curly right now?
So we'll talk about Curly first. So
yeah.
He's having some major heart issues where about 25% of his heart is working. And he's trying to get workman's comp and some other stuff, and that just takes a while to get that going. So he's has no income right now. Mm-hmm. So his heart has basically, it's not working. They put a pacemaker in. The way I understand it is they haven't started working on it or trying to fix the blockages because his heart is not working enough to where I think they're scared surgery he would not survive.
Wow.
So I think that's where the hang-up is on what to do next. However, they have he's been offered jobs, and like Black Diamond really wants him to find work there. Mm-hmm. But his doctors have advised him to not work at all currently. So he is definitely needing some money, needing some help. The coal mine that he worked at, I think, raised him like $1,000, but as we know, that just doesn't go very far.
No, not especially when with medical bills. I know he has, he's got two kids, right?
Yeah, he has two kids.
And so, yeah. So obviously, Curly, did Curly train you, or did you train with Curly? Because he's, you know,
so
he's been around to the Southern Illinois area wrestling for a long time now.
So Curly trained me. So Curly owned, it's called SIWE, it's a building in West Frankfort. And he had opened it, and I heard about it, and I went in, and Curly was the first person I met there, and he owned it, and I trained, and we trained three nights a week, and Curly was the trainer. Guys like Mike Masters or Edmund McGuire, they stepped in and helped from time to time, but I'm not exaggerating, probably 20 to 25 times it was just me and Curly in there by ourselves, or me, Curly, and A.T. Brooks, because
wow.
He lived in West Frankfort.
Okay.
And so there was us three as many times as I couldn't even begin to imagine the times that it was just me and Curly, though. And he would text me on a Sunday and say, hey, I'm going to go up to the building. Do you want to come? And I would go up there. And there was many times that my ex-wife, actually, Caitlin, was the referee and
oh,
me
wow.
and Curly practice matches. And then later on the Dalton Diamonds and the Jay Spades would come up there and help and the Shane Riches. But it was Curly. Curly got me my first booking, which he took me to Alney when they were IWAU and IWAP, and he would take me up there and let me wrestle. And I always say December 10th is my anniversary.
Okay.
And that was actually for APW, so it's 3 days after
yeah.
my 10-year anniversary, which is kind of neat and cool to me.
Yeah.
But I had matches before then in Alney. I don't really count them. I mean, they mm-hmm. were matches. They were in front of a crowd. I just don't really. They were against Curly and Shane Rich and Jay. I don't really count them. I count my first one as December 10th, but my first ever match in front of a live crowd was against Curly.
So talk to me a little bit about that kind of relationship then, because you are obviously, when you train to wrestle, you are trusting someone else with your body as that person is trusting you too. So I think there's a bond that obviously develops, especially if you're the student and being taught by someone. And Curly, to me, was always that guy who, and this is going to come off sounding wrong, but I don't mean to offend anybody with it, but he looked, or still does, actually. He looks great. He still looks like a wrestler. You know, he's got the thick muscles and he's got the tattoos and
we'll talk.
Shut up. But you know what I mean? Like when you look at a wrestling poster and I'm looking at the AAPW poster, I mean, he stands out obviously because he is a guy who you could see in the ring actually wrestling.
So yeah, that was the thing with Curly is he was in such good shape. He really was big on working out and looking the part and looking like a wrestler. And me and Curly, we hit it off because mm-hmm. we both work out. We both like going to the gym. And we would go on these trips and go places and go to Alney, and we wouldn't talk wrestling. I mean, we would talk weightlifting or, you know, he would tell funny stories. If you know Curly,
he's hilarious. Yeah,
he tells off-the-wall stories. And we would talk about... You know, and he's, you know, if he listens to this, we would talk about, you know, chubby chicks and, you know, and that's just Curly. That's what he always said is she's chubby. I want her. And, and that's just how he was. And he was my friend and, you know, I was at his wedding and he actually introduced me to my tattoo guy who is now one of my really good friends. And that's always been, the thing with me in wrestling is I love wrestling. I'm a huge wrestling fan. And so was Curly. He loved wrestling, but I love other things too. And mm-hmm. so at wrestling shows, I don't always sit in the wrestling room and talk about wrestling.
Right.
And I don't, I mean, me and you don't really talk about wrestling mm-hmm. all that much.
Yeah.
And so Roger Mathis came to my house the other night and he was there for an hour and we didn't talk about wrestling. And so Curly was that way. So we just became really, really good friends and I would go hang out with him. And I played in a basketball tournament in Thompsonville and he came and watched it.
Yeah.
And, we were friends and we would go out and do stuff and go out to eat and went to the movies a couple times. Like we were friends and he was just such a good person, and like why I wanted to do this show was there without Curly, there would be no Stride. Like I mm-hmm. would not be at WWE, like because he's the one that trained me, he's the one that brought me in, he's the one that got me booked. So I always give other people credit for helping me along the way, but the start came from Curly. He was the one, and he's the one that honestly taught me how. He didn't do a lot of spotty wrestling. He mm-hmm. did a lot of body slams and hip tosses, but he's the one that taught me how to entertain, that's probably the one thing I always get credit for is how well the crowd is always involved in my match.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that from him. And he would focus more on the crowd and interacting with the crowd than he did the actual moves and what you do. And some people don't do that, and they don't believe in that, but in front of a live crowd, like, that's what I take pride in, and I learned that from him. He's the one that taught me that.
So how did you meet him? Had you been to one of his other shows, or did he, like, because obviously at some point you decided you wanted to train to wrestle. Did you seek him out, or how did that happen? And by him, I mean, like, the training, you wanted to go to a wrestling school, and Curly had that to offer here in Southern Illinois.
So, what'd you ask?
So how did you guys actually meet? Like, how did you know to go to him?
Sorry, your girl messaged me. We'll talk about that later, but your girl messaged me. But anyway, so we actually met. I used to go to AAPW shows, believe uh-huh. it or not. This was probably 2007,
yeah.
2008. And I had went, and I've always said this, I watched Shane Rich wrestle Sean Schultz. And they both look like wrestlers, and they put on this amazing false finish, like amazing match. And I went up out in the hallway afterwards, and I saw Shane Rich, and I was like, dude, that was awesome. And he was like, are you a wrestling fan? And I was young, and I was like, dude, I love it. And he was like, so anyway, he said, we're getting ready to open up a wrestling school. Well, Curly was out in the hallway, and I went up to Curly. I said, are you going to open a wrestling school? And he said, yeah. And I said, can I come check it out? And he said, yeah, I'll come on Tuesday. And I walked in on Tuesday, and he met me there, and he brought me in. And I didn't know what I was doing, and he told me the price. And he was like a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before I could even say anything, next thing I knew, like, I was signed up at the SIWE training school.
Did Curly wrestle at that show? that you saw him
yes.
at?
Yes.
Okay. Because I...
He wrestled Mike Masters.
The first show I went to was an... one of the first shows I went to was an AAPW show. I took my sons to it. They were very small at the time. And there was a guy in the crowd. It was at a church in West Frankfort. There was a guy in the crowd who was kind of being very loud, you know, booing the guys and cheering, you know, and whatnot. And I looked at him a couple of times, but he was covered, you know, Curly has tattoos almost literally head to toe, but he was covered. It was wintertime, so he was not, you know, he didn't have short sleeves on or anything. But I recognized him because we had done a news story on him when his gym had gotten broken into. And I think they had stolen some of his weights and whatnot. So I knew who he was. And then fast forward about, a year and a half later, you and Curly both appeared on WSIL's morning news program because Curly was doing a fundraiser show. And that's the first time I met either one of you in person. But, you know, Curly's personality obviously is 10 feet in front of him before he gets into the room. He's just that kind of guy. And I remember everybody behind the scenes was enamored with what he was doing, and he had Scotty with him and or Curly Jr. and they did their whole thing, and they actually body slammed you onto the floor of the
studio.
Yeah, because he asked me, he's like, "Do you mind if we do this?" And I'm like, "I, you know, back then we kind of did what we wanted to do."
Notice we've got somebody over our shoulder here too.
I see this. Whoa.
I don't know about you, Eden, but
I'm not Eden. I'm Kevin.
Kevin who?
Kevin Huntsberger.
Well, I don't know about you, but I know all these people, they are coming to SIWE to see the world heavyweight champion, Heath Hatton. That's me. They're not coming to watch this side freak show and his pet. They're definitely not tuned in to watch Kevin Cheeseburger. Or whatever.
I've had enough of this. I ain't.
Oh no.
Poke him eyes out, boy. Poke him out. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not listening. I'm not listening. I ain't gonna take any more. Give a little bit of this, boy, right there. That's what we're talking about.
It was that, you know, and I think this is something else that you picked up from him is that giving back mentality. You know, Curly. Oh, every time Curly came in on the morning show, and he did a few more times after this, it was to promote a show that he was doing to raise money for someone else. And now, you know, you've carried that tradition on with Stride, with many of the shows that we do, our fundraiser events, and you're doing this resurrection show with All American Pro Wrestling. So talk to me about how that all came about, because All American Pro Wrestling, AAPW, is a brand that kind of went away almost 7 years ago now.
So we all talked. We have talked about doing an APW reunion show for a while, and we talked about before. However, when I started Stride, actually, I mean, I kind of had the blessing from Sean, I think, if I wanted to use the APW name.
Sean Chambers, who owned AAPW at the time.
And so Sean was always so... He was always so good to me, and he always took care of me. And at the time, I used to get frustrated because when you worked Sean, you didn't really get time to talk out your match, and I never understood why. Now that I own a company, I see why he was always so stressed.
Yeah.
And so I have more respect for him. But we always laugh that, I mean, I think Carnage beat me, 50,000 times. and I know I'm kind of giving that away, but it's whatever. He'd get over it. He's old. So, but anyway, Sean was always, he was always good to me. And anyway, when I started Stride, I had a couple names in mind, and actually Matt Westbrook had kind of pitched a Stride name to me, and I liked it. But anyway, I didn't want to do AAPW. I didn't want to do Pro Wrestling Collision. We actually ran a show under Pro Wrestling Collision. Curly told me I could do SIWE. I wanted to have my own. And anyway, about 2 years ago, when Chris started talking Hackstrom about doing this AAPW reunion show, we had talked about it. And about a year ago, we had really called and had made some plans. However, I don't feel like AAPW has been around enough recently, obviously, and as we've saw, I don't know if an AAPW reunion show by itself would draw.
Right.
And I don't, and that's not a knock on anybody, it's just, it's not been in the area, and You know, people remember them. However, it's, you know, how much would they come out to just see these guys they haven't seen in a long time? And so I really wanted to do it, and I was really trying to find a way to do it. And this Curly show had happened, or was going to happen, and I Curly's friend, his name's Jim Sullivan, and he and Curly owned the building in West Frankfort.
Oh, okay.
And he had reached out to me if it was possible that I would want to do that. And then Mike Masters had reached out, and he wanted to help. And so I first thing I did was I knew I wanted to do a show, and I wanted to make it as big as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew a Curly show would be big, mm-hmm. but I wanted to throw everything at it. So the first thing I did is I picked up the phone and I called Sean, and I pitched this idea, and he was like, dude, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can we do Carnage in Heath Hatton? The first, and that was where I was torn, because that's what I wanted to do.
Sure.
If you could tell me what that's what I would want to do. I would want to wrestle Carnage. But, and I said, okay, and I got his blessing. So we hang up, and the very next person I call was Edmund Livewire McGuire. And so I knew if I could get him on board, which when this drops, you'll know he is. He's on board. He'll be there. And he was like, I don't know. And so from there, I messaged Christian Rose. And then from there, I messaged Mississippi Madman. And I started messaging all these people first. And I sent a group message to the Stride. I knew everybody at Stride would be there.
Yeah.
So then I start telling, I start putting stories together how we can make it. And I knew with Stride's following, with Curly's following, and the AAPW fan base from before, I was like, this is going to be absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. I knew.
Because Curly's worked both. He was in the early days of Stride and has come back from time to time. And then, of course, he was tag team champions with you in AAPW. So it makes sense to kind of merge these two companies.
And we had talked about it before. We had talked always about doing an AAPW show. So for you that don't know, AAPW was on WSIL for a little mm-hmm. while, and we ran, and it had kind of a collapse, kind of a falling out, but it had been on TV, and it had grown, you know, quite a good little following.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that if I could get the key players, you know, Mississippi Madman has bad health, so he couldn't be there. But I knew if I could get the key, the El Magnificos that were, and Shane Rich's, you know, Shane Rich agreed to come. All these people. But the thing is, when I messaged people, like what was so touching is Cash Borden, the coach Burns, he worked a show for us. Tony Flood, Jay Spade, A.T. Brooks, all these guys messaged, and we all rode in a van with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then hearing all these people message me, that was like, you know, this guy makes me emotional. Like, he did so, he didn't just help me.
Right.
That was what was so amazing. He didn't just help me. He helped all these people. He helped Tony Flood. He helped Jay Spade. He helped Cash Borden. He helped Dalton Diamond. Like, all these guys who got to wrestle was because of Curly.
Mm-hmm.
He had a white van. We always laughed about it. He had a white van, a minivan, and we would ride. And we would go to all, and he would take all of us, and all he asked for was $5 or $10 in gas. That's mm-hmm. all he asked for. And he took us every single Wednesday, and we all rode. And so when all these people start reaching out that they want to do it, I literally have had over 50 people agree to do this show for free and donate their time to help Curly out.
And that's going to be my next question for you is, was that a hard sell? I know obviously the guys that were kind of trained and Curly had left an impression with, obviously I feel like would be more than willing to come out and help and do this and support this. But a lot of the original AAPW guys that you're speaking of aren't from Southern Illinois, or they don't live in Southern Illinois anymore. So they've got travel on top of then coming here and doing this show for free. Was that a hard sell? How do you explain, or was everybody just on board to, because it's Curly and it's obviously helping one of the brothers?
I think that's what most people don't realize is that I own a training school, and the first thing I tell everybody is you wrestle, don't expect to make money.
Mm-hmm.
If you make money, great, but don't expect it. And you have to absolutely love wrestling. And you have to love entertaining people. If you don't, this is not the business for you. And so, with that being said, everybody that works for me or work for Curly, we all do this because we love wrestling, but we also love Curly. So it wasn't everybody I reached out to. I mean, even Casey Jackson, Mississippi Madman, Truck Thompson, they all were like, they wanted to come. Mm-hmm. Casey Jackson is booked somewhere else where he's a champ, so he can't make it. Mississippi Madman is in health, and Thompson has a job that requires him to work weekends.
Mm.
So, but they all were willing to come. And guys like Caleb Black, who was like, coming. Chocolate Thunder, Toby Jones, like he's coming.
Awesome.
Like he's taking off work. All these guys have willing to give up their, and it speaks to like, how many people that Curly like touched, and how many people that he, you know, not just chubby chicks Curly that he touched, but just people that he like, you know, did this to. And me and Curly were always on the same page to where we wanted to give back, and we wanted to entertain, and we wanted to make people laugh. And so I think everybody's always appreciated that with Curly, like all the different, you know, he's done Shop with a Cop before where he's fundraised it, and he's done that twice, and he's just always like, anytime he's wrestled for me for a charity, he's like, oh, don't pay me. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's just the type of person that he is. And that's the type of person that I think when times are tough, people come out and try to help those people.
Yeah. It says a lot about Curly, and I can remember as you were talking and telling stories, the first time I ever set up a wrestling ring was under the tutelage of you and Curly. You guys had brought the ring. I think it might have been, was that old AAPW ring Curly's originally?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, and I can remember setting it up at Black Diamond Harley Davidson, which is graciously donating the building that night again on Saturday night, December 7th. So,
and that speaks about Curly too.
Yeah.
So the general manager and the owner both messaged wanting to help out for Curly. They both messaged wanting to donate. I mean, the general manager sent me probably 10 messages telling me funny Curly stories.
Oh, wow.
And so, and he just kept going on and on and on about how funny Curly, and they wanted to help. I mean, it didn't take anything. You know, we won't go into details, but we had a lot of issues with Benton School, and that's where we originally wanted to have it. And
what was it about Benton that you guys wanted to do in Benton?
They wanted to do it in Benton because that's where Curly lived, and a lot of Curly's friends and family were helping out. And
I gotcha.
And they wanted to do Benton. That's where he went to school, and that's kind of where he lived. So they wanted to do it there, which was okay, and it would have been a good venue. And it didn't work out. And, some schools are very cautious, and they're very like, wrestling is scary, I think, to people who don't understand it.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that this is not a business. I don't,
right.
This is not,
right.
I don't have employees,
yeah.
You know, every single person is working this show for free.
Yeah.
The posters were donated for free. The concession stand and the concession stand money is being donated for free.
Wow.
So every single cent we get that night, every single cent is going to go to Curly.
Yeah.
Nobody, not me, not anybody, is going to walk away with a dime.
Yeah.
Curly's going to walk away with it. And so, even with that being said, people still struggle with that, you know, with that idea, and they still think that you're trying to, you know, make money or whatever. But Black Diamond didn't even bat an eye. I think they originally like, well, we'll get back to you, or we'll talk amongst. And then once the owner called and he said, how many days do you got to be set up for?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we'll set up the day of.
Yeah.
We'll set up at like 4 o'clock. and we'll be gone that night. And he was like, holy shit, then yeah, you can have it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can have it anytime. I think they thought like the APW days where we set up a day early.
Yeah, and kept we kept it the ring.
Yeah. And we don't do that anymore. And so they were willing to jump on board and help. And that is like what is has been great is the people that have come out of the woodwork to help and help for Curly. And I think it's going to help Stride as a whole. Because some companies, and not talking about APW, but some companies left bad taste in people's mouths around here. And whether it was, you know, not making enough money or broken promises or whatever. And, you know, even like you've talked at WSIL, you've had people that have left bad taste.
Sure,
and,
absolutely.
And it, so I'm really trying to get rid of that stigmatism. And some of the schools have had that happen to them. And so... And Black Diamond has had that. And so there's just this stigmatism that bad companies left, and we're trying to fix that. And this Curly show, as I'm hoping, will help, you know, heal some of those wounds.
Also, I want to do a quick, because, again, I mentioned the poster. Sam Hamblin, we know him as General Manager Sam Hunter here in Stride Pro Wrestling, did an amazing job on the artwork for this. It's going to be a great show. You know, helping Curly is one thing, but then on top of all the talent that is going to be in, because you said at one point about 45 and 50 guys coming in for this show.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's going to be, we actually have a Rumble plus 8 matches. So it'll actually be the biggest show I've ever put on before, by far. And just so many people. I mean, they can tell you it's going to be Edmund McGuire and Red Daniels versus Edmund McGuire, or versus Gaylord Stevens and Axe Allwirt.
God, and Gaylord Stevens, another blast from the past. Love it.
And so that's going to happen. It's going to have the Patriot is going to return to wrestle B-Rad.
Okay.
As we saw at the show, Carnage is going to return and wrestle Dalton Anthony at the show. That's going to take place. And then what's another one I can give away? We're going to have a Survivor Series match. Which I can go ahead and confirm the APW side.
Okay.
Which will be Christian Rose, Joey O'Reilly, Dalton Diamond, Playboy Paul Rose, and who is...
Is it AT?
AT Brooks.
Okay.
Will be on the APW side. We won't announce the Stride because they will be announced on the Facebook page.
Sure.
There's going to be a few returning APW people. Bob Fester will be returning.
Yes.
He was he's everybody's favorite announcer. He's probably the best one ever besides CG.
You're a dick.
So, but I mean, it's like I said, this is probably the most excited for a show I've been. I was real excited for the Iron Man.
Yeah.
I was real excited for the, Buried Alive. And I was real excited for Spade and Roger, but this one definitely trumps them all. And it's something for me, like, I mean, it's on December 7th, 2019 for, you know, my first ever show was December 10th, 2009
yeah.
for APW. And it's weird looking at the poster because, when I was starting out, you suck and you don't know what you're doing. So you don't get, I knew I could get some people to come, and I wasn't on the poster. So Sam Hunter cropped me and put me on the poster.
Really?
Sam Hunter, that's how me and him were friends, and
yeah.
I took him the poster, and I asked him if there's any way he could put me on it, and he did, and he cropped me, and he put me on the poster. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah, and it was Sam. And Sam now, like... just the other night, I was telling Rachel, you know, we were sitting there talking, and I told her, I said, about how much Sam helps, you know, how, like, just how much stuff he does, and, you know, he makes the posters, and you know, Red Daniels and other people have made them too, but, you know, and they do a great job, but, you know, Sam brings the music equipment, and Sam brings a lot of the stuff, and he... And he's always, since high school, you know, Sam has been there since high school, and he's always just done this stuff. And he, you know, he's so good with a computer. He, he makes us all look good.
He absolutely does. We appreciate what he does and what a lot of the behind-the-scenes folks are doing. We got a show to get ready to start here. Anything else you want to add before we sign off for this month?
I don't think so. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's helping do this show. That is, I know you have tried to get out of it twice by some made-up parade in Carbondale. But like anybody that, you know, couldn't make it, I know they wanted to, but I just hope we make a lot of money for Curly. I think this has potential to be the biggest draw in company's history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it has, 500 or so people, at least. I think it will. I know we talk a lot about Main Event,
mm-hmm.
things like that, you know, and that was a great show. And we talk a lot about it, and I think this show is probably gonna, you know, blow that show, you know, out of the water as far as attendance and people, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm really excited for guys like Sean,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, this is also, it's a reunion show.
Yeah.
And I'm giving back to all the guys that I mentioned, Edmund McGuire, Shane Rich, Christian Rose, Curly, they all made me who I am, and so it's my 10-year anniversary, and they all just took time and took, you know, time out of their schedule to make me who I am and to give this show back to them and all the people, and especially to Sean, because he booked me and he wrestled me when I was the Flaming Shits.
Yeah.
So and so this is my way to say thanks to all them. And
And it gives them a chance because, like you said, AEPW just kind of abruptly ended. And I feel like this is going to give a lot of guys, maybe, I don't know if closure is the right word or not, but they're going to get to get back in there and do it one more time. And I think that's important as well. And not only just helping Curly, but the fact that these guys are getting that
it's
other
like,
opportunity.
It's like a high school reunion to me.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are getting back together. They're all going to be there. They're all going to be around each other. Some guys get, you know, they get to see the new guys that we've trained and
mm-hmm.
we've got to wrestle with, and hopefully they all enjoy it and they enjoy the new people, and you know, and you know, and all these people are posting like, we want Edmund McGuire there, we want Edmund McGuire. That speaks to Edmund McGuire, like,
yeah,
that people, you know,
sure,
they miss him and they want to see him, and for him to be there is so big, and that's, you know, exciting, and that all goes back to, I think, Sean and,
mm-hmm.
and what he did and what he brought to the area. And he used to always say, like, sometimes I'll lose $1,000 on a show or $500 on a show.
Wow.
And he did it because he enjoyed it and he loved it. And I think I've taken what he has done, what he taught, what he brought to the table, and it's made it, that's why I've been so successful.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen what people did right and I've seen what people did wrong. And I've used that knowledge to make sure Stride has been successful. And without Sean working with me for all those years, I don't know if Stride is as successful as it has been.
That's a good acknowledgement too. And again, it is happening Saturday night, December 7th. You can get more details, get your tickets, or get ready for it heading over to strideprowrestling.com, and be sure to follow on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and of course Instagram. Tyler, Heath, it's been a great episode. Thanks again for being a part of it.
Thanks, Mark.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.